Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. V'shol Ashur, Shol Tamid Chacham, Yeshun Lefneim. The three rows of Tamid Chacham. We had a little bit about this in the end of Perek Aleph, about who the spectators were by a Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin of 23, that is. There were three rows of Tamid Chacham that would sit in front of the Dayone HaSanhedrin. There were 23 Kaminyan HaSanhedrin in each row, because sometimes there would be a need to add other Dayonim. If you have one of the Dayanim that said, any Adair, there's a need to be Maisiv Dayanim. Or, if you have a Din Torah on Din Nefoshes, and there are 12 Mechayvim and 11 Mezakim, you can't Paskin Alpi 1. So, Mela, you're going to have to add two Dayanim in order to get the Din Torah. Instead of being 12 to 11 for a guilty verdict, it should be 14 to 11. And what happens if it's not 14 to 11? What happens if it ends up being 13 to 12? You have to add more. So because there's a need to constantly add Dayonim, that's why they had so many backups, that Tamid Chacham that weren't yet Musmachim, and Le'es Mitzoy, they could get that Smicha in order to be able to be Mitzarev to the Sanhedrin. They were on the level of, in scholarship, they just had to be Mamuna to the post. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Makir Es Mekoymoy. Each one of those Dayonim had to be Makir Mekoymoy B'chlal, is one of the Kinyon HaTorah mentioned obvious in the Perek of Kinyon HaTorah. That means for a Talmud Chochem to know who he should be listening to and where he's holding and whose day he should be in his battle to and who he's capable of arguing with is a chelik of Kinyon HaTorah. So over here the Talmud Chochem were capable of knowing each one where his place was. Makir and Mekayma. Hayitzvichim Lismoich, if they had to, like we said, appoint somebody to the status of a dayan on din nefashos with din smicha, soimchin min harishonim from the first row, and then echad min hashniyah bolei l'rishonim, somebody from the second row moved up to the first. Ve'echad min hashlishis bolei l'shniyah ubayin lan oid echad min hakol. There were tamid chacham, there were chashuvim neisofim, and they made him into one of the auxiliary rows that was sitting there. That means there was also a shtalim. The empty seat on the first row wasn't taken over Stamazoi. It was taken over by the one who was Gifi Malosoi. Again, the Makir Mekoymoy over here was very strong and it was very important in order to foster the right balance and the right relationship between these levels of Tamid Chacham. Mishnah Hey. Ketzed Ma'imin Eser Eidin Al Eidin Nefoshes. There was a separate level of intimidation that was done to Edim in the case of Dinei Nefoshes. Hoyimachnis noisam, they brought them into the room. Umayim in aleim, and they really intimidated them. Shema toimru me'oimid, maybe you're paskening, maybe you're saying you saw Reuven kill Shimon, or you saw Reuven be mechal Shabbos, maybe on a hashar, maybe you didn't actually see it, you thought you saw it, maybe you saw some of what looked like that in your imagining. Umishmua, maybe you didn't really see it, you just heard it, you heard a gasp. Doesn't mean stam you heard it shmuzim with somebody on the phone. It means you heard a gasp and a noise and somebody said, Reuven killed Shimon. Did you see it? With your own two eyes, you saw the maisa? Maybe you heard it aid me pi aid? Umipi odom. Nemon shamanu, maybe you heard it from somebody who you considered unassailable, but at the end of the day you heard it from somebody and aid me pi aid is inadmissible. Maybe you didn't see the exact parameters of the Maisa and you don't realize that we're going to be boidik you, Dushu v'chakir, we're going to try to find serious in the Eisen, in the Eidus. Have you yodim shaloi kedinim on din nefoshes? This is not a shal of 100 or 1,000 or even $1,000,000. Dinim on this odom, noisin momoin, umiskapiloi. You could always do tshuva if you caused a wrong psak based on your edus dine mamas. You could write out a check. You could always do tshuva. Dine nefashos. Domoi v'dam zari yosef tluim ba'atzoi fa'ilom. If you kill him, it's on your responsibility. This person's killed. His eneklach and his great-great-great-great-grandchildren atzoi v'kladayos are all on your head. It's your cheshbon. Shekei matzinu b'kayin shehorag es ochiv. Cain killed his brother, Shenema Dmei Ochicha Tzoyakim. The Pasuk says, Dmei Ochicha, your brother's blood, Beloshen Rabbim. What's blood? It should be Dam Ochicha. So Rashi brings this in Chumash. Eni oime dam ochicho. Ela dmei ochicho. Domoi v'dam zar yosef. Realize that that's what you're doing. You're playing with fire. They intimidate the Edom. Dover ache, dmei ochicho. Shoye domoi mushlach ala etzim ala vonim. This time another drosha. Sometimes the Mishnah will do that. If it brings a drosha, can bring a different drosha, even though that drosha is not relevant to our din. A different way of reading the pasuk is that it's not dam, it's dom of, is because Hevel's dom was splattered on Eitzim Avonim, and Mela, it's separate, Beloshen Rabbim. Lefikoch Nivra Adam Yechidi. Now we're going back, this was in parentheses the second shot, we're going back to the intimidation factor. The Dayonim Amayim the Edim. A person was created yichidi, like Adam Rishon. L'lamedcha shekolam ha'abed nevishachas miyisrael malol avakosuv kilu yibid oylem molei. If you're responsible for that person's death, you've killed all of civilization. The same way if you would have killed Adam Rishon, you're killing off the whole world. If you killed this yankel, you're killing off the whole world. V'kolam ha'kayim nevishachas miyisrael malol avakosuv kilu kiyim molei molei. If he saves his life, if you're careful because that his life is saved, it's kilu you had a schus in the kiyum kol ha'olam kulay. So take it very, very seriously. Umipnei sholom habriyos. Now the Mishnah just adds, again, parentheses, what's another reason why Adam nivri yichidi is because that will add to harmony amongst people. Shalayom Adam l'chaveri abba godl mi'avicho. I'm bigger than you, you're bigger than me. Every single person is different. Every single person is unique. And we could all appreciate each other's unique strengths and values because every single person has something else that he brings to the table. The Shalayuhu Aminim Oimrim, Harbe Rishuyos, a person who's Lokoy Bideas Koisvois, could say that there's different Rishuyos, there are different powers that be competing for influence. It was all created by one Rabbi Nishlel, and he created everybody. And he created everybody with a different surah. A person makes various coins, and you make a quarter, all the quarters look the same, they're made from one print. Every single person has a resemblance to Adam Rishon, the original Tzuras Adam. Every single person is different. It's incredible. There's 8 billion people in the world, and there's not one person that's exactly different to the next. Every person has to see himself as a whole world, and that the whole world was created for him. Maybe the Edom, we're back to the Edom now. Till now we were just giving over Divrei Hashkofa that's brought in context of the Mishnah, as a Hosafa. But now we're back to the Edom. Shema Taimru, the Edom will say, if Paskin and Dina and Foshis is such a Dov Chomer, Ma Lomu Tzor HaZayis, who needs it? Baloi Kfar Nemav, Hu Edei Ro O Yodim Lo Yagid, V'goymer, the Pasuk says that if a person doesn't say Edus when he has Edus to say, V'noso avoynoi, that's an Averu. V'shem v'taymer, ma lonu lochu v'domo shazer, why should we be responsible for somebody dying? How can we take that on ourselves? V'aloi kvar nema, b'avoyd rishoyim, rino rotz nashem is that rishoyim should be punished, and they should, an end should be put to their lives. So rotz nabayri is that criminals Baliaveh should be brought to justice. So it's not right for a person to say that Malan Lochu Vidam Shalzah. So this is all a long extended Mishnah, Legabe the Hashkofa of the Edim that are there in Bezdin, Ledine Nefoshes.